now we're back. And guess what, everybody? We have the game!
I know!
Are you so excited? I got really loud there because I am super excited. We haven't done the game in like forever, Tugs.
It's been, like I was saying on break, I think Fable's episode was one of the last ones, if not the last one.
It's all my fault that you don't have the game anymore, but now it's because of me that it's back. So you're welcome, everybody.
I'm bringing it back.
I want to play the game.
All right. So the game is called The Game is Back because it's what it is. Sonya and Fable, you are competing to get questions right for points, but you also have to sound legit. To play this game, you must answer the following questions, doing your best impression of Big Mac. Oh. You must get the questions correct and do an acceptable impression, which will be judged by Peter, to get a point that doesn't matter. You only have three valid choices. You have yup, nope, and maybe, baby. And that's it. And if anyone watches American
maybe,
Dad,
maybe.
Maybe, baby.
It's pronounced.
Maybe, baby.
It's pronounced maybe.
Is the baby part of that important?
If you're into American Dad, it is.
Baby.
Got it.
Anyhow.
Is this like a who answers first thing? Or
No. You two have about 20 seconds to decide if it's going to be a yup or a nope. And then one of you will have to do step up to the microphone, do the impression, and then be judged for both accuracy and accuracy.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Gotcha. So we're only the yup and the nope.
Yep.
And the maybe.
Maybe, baby.
So the question is...
So wait, can we decide who answers?
Are you ready?
You can decide...
Okay, I guess so.
Okay,
I guess so is not an acceptable answer.
Yep.
I'm ready, Bob.
I'm ready, Bob is not an acceptable answer.
Do we have game music?
God damn it.
I have the sound effects. We'll do the music in post like we always do. Ask the question. Oh.
Yep,
by the way,
ready.
These questions are all based upon your extreme expertise on the current topic.
Excellent.
Rue, question one, please.
Question one, Japanese media for Sonic the Hedgehog followed the early canon set up by the Archie comic series, Sonic cartoons, etc.
Is this true? Fable, Sonya, you must speak among yourselves. Talk, let us hear you think it out.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Can we hear the question?
Can we hear the question one more time?
Japanese media.
There's technicalities in there that I know about. But
okay.
Japanese media.
Go ahead, Doug.
For Sonic the Hedgehog followed the early canon set up by the Archie comic series, Sonic cartoons, etc.
Immediately that question almost doesn't make sense because the Japanese is the canon. So like, if anything, the Archie comics. And all that stuff comes after.
Hang on. They did specify the correct form of the answer here.
Well, no. We're discussing it amongst ourselves to get an answer. If it's a yep or a nope.
You seem to know the correct answer here. So take your shot at it.
All right, here we go. Yep. Oh no, that's a nope. Shit. I totally missed. It's a no.
It's a no. I have to say that was not a very good Big Mac impression because he always knows which is which.
I have failed you, Peter New. I have failed
never,
you.
He never doubts himself.
The farm is gone.
All right, Tugs, question
you
number
fucked
two.
It up.
Question two. The European releases of Sonic the Hedgehog 1, 2, 3, and Knuckles were originally not adjusted for the speed difference between the NTSC and PAL TV standards, which resulted in a 20% speed difference in Europe. He was slower. Did they correct this in the future releases of the games from the GameCube generation onward, or did they leave the original authentic Sonic feeling in place? So did they leave it slow or did they speed it up?
So which one's the yep and which one's the nope?
Yep is they left it as is. Nope is... No, they changed it.
I'm What do you think, Fable?
The way that the question's worded is that the premise is I assume is correct, because the question isn't about whether or not it was slow or not. It was whether or not they fixed it in later
iterations. Oh, sure, you are correct. Yes.
Okay. So I just want to double check that is a real thing that happened, and now the question is actually about the second thing.
Right. Did they fix it, or did they leave it in out of authenticity?
How interesting is that question? Because I know even for this isn't relevant at all, but for the Super Nintendo and for the other Nintendo Classic stuff that they do have a 4x3 scan, but that's not frame rate. That's not NTSC PAL related.
I'm willing to believe it.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to dive in. Yup. Yes!
Correct! Nice.
Wait, we need the judgment.
Next.
The judgment is that was leaning a little too far into the Gomer pile territory. A little too. Yuck. It was a little too goofball.
Man, I can't win here.
If there's anything Sonya's known for, it's being in a goofball.
No, I know.
All right, yeah. Rue.
Feeling the love, guys. Feeling the love.
Is Sonic's ultimate form in the video game series is Super Sonic?
Is it the ultimate form?
I'm
I thought that
some percentage sure that Hypersonic is a thing. But I don't know that for sure. I don't know if I'm making that up.
And God Sonic.
Well, we don't need to know if it is the. We only need to know if it is or is not the highest form. We don't need to know what the highest form is. So I feel like there is a higher form, right?
Okay, that was Andy Fable. That was a joke.
Oh yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't hear that there was a joke. I was just talking.
There are no fans in Sonic. Even I know that.
There we go.
All right, your answer, please.
So before you give the answer, I just want to refresh you.
Yes.
Yep. Nope. Those are your options.
Cool.
Yep.
Hey, although Andy, you know more about Sonic than me. So I think you do anyway. I mean, have you partaken of Sonic media? Have you?
No, I am not. I played Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. On the GameCube, but I am not a Sonic fan. I just happen to watch a lot of video game related YouTube videos, and a lot of them are Sonic related. They happen to be. I don't seek it out, but
so
yeah.
Your answer.
So I'm trying to remember how the question
is
was
phrased. Ultimate form.
The question is there a higher form than Super Sonic?
No, it's ultimate form Super Sonic.
Is his ultimate? Okay, great. Great thing. I would have gotten the answer flipped again. Is his ultimate form Super Sonic? Nope.
Just kidding.
Damn, that is his ultimate form.
I chose the buzzer because no. Yeah. See, this is how professional we are. Suddenly,
Now the turntables have.
Turned. Like a record baby around
the wheels are coming off. No, there is Hypersonic. And the judgment, please.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good cadence. Nope. It was really good. It was good cadence. If you can drop it in your register,
put it into your chest voice a bit more. Right?
Yeah.
Allow that chest resonator to vibrate.
I'm going to have to get the chest thing going. That's my next.
That's your next step. It was better. It was an improvement.
Next question.
Thank you.
Is Tails actually named Tails as his first name?
I happen to know this answer, but if Sonya, what do you think, Sonya? Just to keep the podcast going.
I think you know this answer.
His full name is Miles
so
Tails.
So your answer is yep Tails or like no? His.
Oh, I don't know. What was the question again? Because I need to rephrase it.
Is his first name Tails?
So that's a note. But do you want to do it, Sonya?
Get it into that chest and the cadence.
All right, hang on. No.
Say that again, please, Sonya.
No.
I need to hear the P more.
No.
Are you using a pop filter?
It's a bit. Nope.
I'm using a freaking laptop pinhole mic. All right. What do you want from me?
A P.
I want the P.
The best performance.
I want your P, Sonya.
at least buy me dinner first, Peter. Jesus.
Podcast gone.
To the dogs. Well, all right.
Yeah, I think
that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Have all the answers been nope so far? Jesus. Anyway,
One was a yep, but I sounded like Gomer Pyle. So.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so this next question.
I sounded like a thing that no one listening is going to know what it is.
The next question, you are unbound from yup or nope. Rue.
Whoa. Ooh.
The voyage. Yes. Okay, you ready? The voyage of the Overwall? Is that how you say it?
we'll talk about that eventually.
How do you kill the Kraken?
Oh, shit.
That's not a spoiler, is it, Peter?
Not really. There's no real spoilers in the Voyage of the Overwall? Is that how you say it?
The Overwall?
Wait, what's the question?
How do you kill the Kraken?
That's not a yes or nope.
That was point. You just said they were liberating us from
I'm really paying attention. I'm here with my rum bottle and my shot glass, and I don't know how many I've had.
That's the thing. He's been killing the Kraken.
Yeah, that's right. You keep drinking until the bottle's empty. That's what it is.
The bottle of Kraken. Yes. Oh, yeah. See, that's how you do it. You kill the Kraken by drinking all the Kraken.
All right, Peter, what's the answer?
Oh, they don't have to answer like as Big Mac?
No, let's make them do it.
Oh, right. Oh,
that's Andy. What I said. What's your turn,
Andy? And give the answer as Big Mac. Go on, shushu.
Me or you? You're the one who got the answer.
You!
Well, I reckon you drink up all the bottle of Kraken rum. Yep.
Well, that was
horrifying.
Well, I reckon you drink up the entire bottle of Kraken rum. What do you think?
Sounds great.
Yeah,
sounds just like Big Mac.
Just like Big Mac. Yeah. No, that was pretty good. That was pretty.
How
good.
Do they kill the Kraken?
How do you kill the Kraken? Well, you have to confuse a spear, a javelin, with a harpoon.
Oh, right.
And then and then eventually you kill it with the harpoon through the heart.
Beautiful.
Your hands.
Your bare hands.
Bare hands? Oh yeah, we're on a furry podcast. I forgot.
They try to kill it with their bare hands. Do they not? Oh, maybe. It's been a while since I've listened to it.
So how many...
Do they not eventually use the spear?
I think so.
I thought it was the javelin. Or the harpoon.
Tugs, did you get the answer wrong again? No, in fact,
if you go look at Twitter, they do say your hands. But here's...
But you haven't listened to the episode yet.
I'm not going to pretend.
We understand, Tugs. It's been a few seasons since you've done the game. It's we're all getting into it.
Rue, what was their score?
Their score was nothing. No, just kidding.
We all lost. Therefore, we all won.
Magic, everybody.
Well, honestly, that's never been my role, Tugs. It's always been the role of like Koru. Koru's not here to keep the points.
We'll fix it in post. Currently, the points are
got three.
There we go.
I think you guys got two or three of them right. I don't know.
I got
at least two right.
Do you know what?
I got two right.
I got one right and said the wrong thing.
What we can do is we can wait until next podcast and we can ask somebody who's listened.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sounds good. We'll hear it all in the comments or whatever down below.
Like and subscribe.
Whatever you do.
Okay.
Either that or Tugs and Rue can like subcontract out to the QI elves. Sure. That'll work.
I like those elves.